We're up to the two dots in the Flamet Tesam of Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda says that if the neighbor lent you water, then there's no, as if she has nothing there, water or salt. So when it comes to salt, he argues and he says salt does not constitute food, and you don't follow that chum. When it comes to salt, it's all right. When it comes to water, he says water has no substance, it doesn't count. But salt does. But you might read salt does. My, you mean melech loy? You tell me that salt has more substance. Salt also disintegrates and melts into the food. So the chayde, it should disappear. But tani will love you, but telim, that say water and say salt. Rabbi himself says that water and salt both are nullified, bein be'isa, bein be'gdeder, whether it's in dough, whether it's in the food. So how come when it comes to the Al Mishnah says that water is not existent anymore, so you don't have to worry about the tchum of the water, of the person who gave the water, but that's all you do. What's a chilek? Like kasha, it's not a problem. Ha b'melach z'daymiz, ha b'melach is tereknis. There are two kinds of salt. There's melach z'daymiz, which is very thin, and that disappears. And then there's the melach is tereknis, which is much thicker, and that doesn't disappear. And, okay, interesting, because normally we say the Gemara says over there, Rashi tells us here that the Gemara says over there, you know, you wash my machreinu because the melech daimi, it's usually be limpshad because it's very dangerous and so on. Rashi says because it's so thin, the salt, that it gets lost in your fingers, that you don't realize, fingertips, so you don't realize you have it even, and then you touch your eye. Yeah, my melech.
Because it's so fine, it dissolves in the water easily.
But so much, there's so much of it.
The chemical constitution doesn't change. I mean, the water, the salt remains salt. In the water, it dissolves, but it remains salt. The composition of it remains.
You walk around over there near your mouth, you see so many blocks of salt.
Yeah.
Just salt. So it's aggregate. You know how many pieces?
No,
pieces, exactly. We learn the Buddha says Mayim Melech Betelin Beisa, that water and salt becomes nullified in the dough. The ain't betelin bigdata, but you just said in the Braisa that even when it comes to cooked items, the water and salt gets lost in the food. In another Braisa it says that water does not get lost in the food when you cook it. Bipnei Reutva, because of the sauce that's remains, so the water is there, like kasha. Haba Abba Baraka. Depends if it's thick. If it's a thick food, the food itself is very thick, then the gravy, the water, liquidy part is not noticeable. Like the liquidy part becomes thick also, thickened, so therefore the water is not noticeable. Or when it's much more fluid, then it's noticeable. Okay, Mishnah. Hagacheles, the coal, we're still talking about the tchum, the coal is keragle habailim. The coal is, you follow whoever owned the coal of Erev Yom Tov, that's whose tchum you can walk. But Vishal Heves, the flame, because the flame is not tangible or it doesn't really have a metzias, so b'chol makom, whoever takes it, wherever you go, we'll soon see how you transport a flame. Gachela shel hegdish, you call from hegdish, if you use it in Meilenbo, you stole from them for you having an or. However, Vishal Heves, the flame, again, it doesn't have substance, midrabbonin loinen, you shouldn't have an or. But ma'atayde v'lay meilen, mi'ila there isn't. Hamoitzi, we'll soon see why by hegdish we're geizer on the shel Heves. If you carry, transport coal outside in the street, but v'shal heves, a flame, potter you are potter. Modern analyze the Talmud, we learned, there are five different things we said about the coal distinction between coal and the flame. Hagacheles keragle bailim. We say number one is the coal is like the people, like the tchum of the owner. But shalhev is the flame. B'chomakom, whoever takes it on Yom Tov, that's the person. No, you light a fire from another fire. The new fire can go wherever you want to take it. You don't have to say, oh, I'm bound by the fire where it started from. Gacheles shalhegdish, coal of hegdish moilim. But if you use it, you're stealing. But the shalhev is but a flame. Like nenim like moilim. Ma'atayde ma'rabani shouldn't have enough. But ma'atayde doesn't matter. No mila. Number three, gachelish shall avoid zora comes coal from avoid zora asuri not allowed to use it, but shall have his muteres. Here the flame is muter not only matay even rabbanon. He was going to ask why avoid zora were more lenient than hegdish, that we allow you to use the flame. You can take a flame from avoid zora and use it. Hamoitzi number four, hamoitzi gachelish is a rabbim if you transport a coal into the street chayiv. Or shall have is a flame putter. Lama testament on the first white line. And number five, hamuder hanor mechavede. If you said, I won't have any hand off my friend, I said, I don't have any benefit from you, I'm not allowed to use this coal, but you're allowed to use a flame. Maish, and Mar asked a question, okay, I understand, flame is not tangible, but Maish, no, shall have this avoid zora. When it comes to the flame, avoid zora, you tell me the sharia, even with the rabban is mutter. Maish, no, the hegdish, and tell when it comes to the flame of hegdish, that seed is awesome with the rabban, what's the difference? answers the Gemara. Avodah Zarah, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, that by Yidin, Stam Yidin, the Mi'isa, every Yid despises Avodah Zarah. Ubedili Inshim and Nah, people generally won't use it. If they hear, oh, come from Avodah Zarah, won't even touch it, then there's no need to go to Zarah. What's the point of making Zayda when people won't do it anyway? However, Hegdish Deloy Moez, Hegdish is not Mi'isa at all. Veloy Bedili Inshim and people are not so separated from it because it looks very similar to other things, even though people are separated from it, but not that much. Therefore, Gozber Rabban, Rabban made Exeidah, he shouldn't even use the flame. The Rabban should use the flame. Next piece, Hamoitzig Achel, if you carry a colon, which is Rabbi Chai, Vichai, a flame potted. But Tanya, didn't we learn elsewhere in Shabbos, Hamoitzig shall have his koshu? If you carry, in the laws of Shabbos, we learned, if you carry a flame, Chayiv, you're Chayiv. So what do you tell me if you carry a flame? It's nothing. It's faith if you carry a flame, Chayiv. Omar Avsheshes, you know when you're Chayiv for carrying a flame? If you have a match or a piece of wood and there's a flame at the end and you're carrying it, you're chayv. But if you just carry the fire, the fire on its own, you're not chayv. Now, how can you carry fire on its own? We'll see anything more later. Let's say you blow the fire across from point A to point B. So you caused the fire, you blew the fire to go from here to there. Then you putter. But here, if you carry a piece of wood, Freddie Gemara, if you carry a piece of wood with a fire, then why do you hold it? Why are you charging me for the fire? Charge me for the wood. Freddie Gemara, if a table, let me shoot kiss him. Forget about the fire. What about the wood itself, Yechayiv? And Freddie Gemara, let's shoot it. We know that we learned in the Shabbos and Hamoitzi, the whole painting there, that tells us every single object you carry on Shabbos needs to have a significant amount. What people generally carry. So that now, Hamoitzi 18, and when it comes to wood, what's the size of wood? Could they have enough wood to make a fire to at least cook an egg lightly?
So if you carry one matchstick, it's
exactly. He's not going to do that. So therefore, I'll wood in a chayv, but I'll fire your chayv. Abaya mask. Why? Because it has somewhere to it's a mamoshes now. Because it has fuel, it's sort of a mamoshes. Says the Gemara, Abaya mask going to shayfa mona mishcha. For example, you put oil. You smeared oil on the keli and then you lit it. That lebe nadi you lit it and you carry the keli outside. So here also your chayv. The fire because he's carrying something. Same question. But what about the keli itself? Keli is very much more substantial. Why don't you chayv carrying the keli? What about chaspa? It was a clay shard, so it wasn't a proper keli. You can't really put anything there. But he was a wad for tailor mishum chaspa. You also not like carry a shard. Oh, but the shear of a shard is bigger, and you didn't have that shear. But less lay shiuda. What's the shear by a shard? Now we learn the mishnah cheres. When it comes to clay shard, kidei litin bein patz in the chavele that you can put between posts to cover a hole there. If it's big enough for that, then you chayv. If not, it's not chashiv. You can't put anything on there. Really, you're not chashiv. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, "Hey, bazei elahodet." Now your question we learned: how moitzi shalav pot? If you carry a flame, you put it. How can you carry a flame without the flame being having some fuel? Heichim b'shkachesla. So we answer going the adya adu shirabim. It jumped into the shusharabim that you blew it or something, and therefore you blew the fire was here, and you give a blow, and the fire jumped across into the street, and that you are potter. Because no mamash is there. Mishnah. Boy, shall yachid, if you own a pit or a well of water, is keragle yachid, then the tchum follows the owner keragle yachid. The shalanchi, I said, if there's a common well that everybody in the city uses, then keragle yachid, you can carry only what the entire city can carry. The shal oile bavel, what about those boys that were specifically made for the people in Aliyah who make an oile regal, that they should have where to drink? And they gave it to everybody. Keragle hamemale. There, whoever draws the water, it's his tchum. Why is that? So Rashi, keragle hamemale on the Mishnah. Seven lines and a wide line. Why suddenly over here to be following the Mali? Says Rashi, Mneshu Hefker. Because the water in that boy, the Rachamim, the Chazal made it a Hefker so that every Yid could take it. And the Hefker, nikne bahagba. So how do you coin a Hefker? Till whatever you took the water belonged to nobody. Even though we had an opinion before that says that everything is coined to Shvisa, but we don't follow that. Being by echad b'shalay meimav ain't a malicha like an aglov. Somebody wants to take some water, you only follow his feet. The less late that Rabbi Yechin, we don't follow Rabbi Yechin and the Amar who said that cheftzei hefker, that the objects of hefker. Rabbi Yechin knew he said after hefker koinim shvisa l'asakam. We had it yesterday that wherever they are, the koinim shvisa. Interesting. That's b'shalay meimav. You know, nobody borrows the water, but you give it back. That's without an olive. This is with an olive. Are you sure? Because if we're sure, what you're saying is no olive, is an ayin or is an ayin?
What are you saying?
Rashi said, "Vesholam." What does "sholam" mean?
He's
asking permission from the owner.
From whom? No, there is no Sbarish Hefker. Very modern Lushan.
It would be Daila, wouldn't it?
Yeah, all kind of, but definitely not Shaul. He brings the Rashi in English though. How do they touch it?
Actually, you know what? I think in Tfilas Geshem you say Shaul v'dol or Mayim.
Shaul's drawing.
I think so.
Look at Jastro.
Shaul v'dol or Mayim.
Who are you asking? It's Hefke.
Once it's drawn, another way it asks the guy who drew it.
No, whoever drew it, then that's it, it goes that person's.
Shalai,
who's Lai? Who, yep. But who's his? Who's his? There's nobody owns it. Remember, it's Hefker.
After it's, the guy draws it up, it's his.
No, but we're talking about now, boy shall early bubble. So this is a boy that they had all along the way. Who's his? There's nobody who owns it. It's Hefker.
Draws up the water, and the water's
Yeah, and if another guy said, give me the water, it's too late. Then you follow the chum of the guy who drew the water.
That's exactly what it says.
No. Raglov. Who's Raglov? Maybe, oh, the Raglov, the guy who took it. Maybe you're right. Yeah, that makes more sense. Maybe you're right. So the person who drew the water the first time. Okay, Freddy, invite Rashi. If so, you can ask, every person. Why do you say Keragle Amala? Just say what it is. Kesava Yesh Breda Lahachmer. Then just the idea is that Breda Lahachmer, I mean, we say Huvrid the Me'etmon Nami Huvrid Lahai Gabriel Chazu. Over Shusakai. The whole point is that if you just took it on Yom Tov, sorry? Yeah, so in other words, we say Yesh Breda, that even though Shusha by Ben Hashmash says nobody had it, so you might think. But it has to be Keragle Kalodim, where it's common for everybody. He said, no, the Chiddush here is that every person has a different Tchum. That this poo, whoever drew the water is as if it was his water from the beginning, and therefore, Kedyash Breda.
If there's a lot of water there,
he's
saying that each piece of water is
Kedyash
Breda.
Whatever water you drew is that
Mafreya, Ben.
Exactly. Exactly. Otherwise, it should say Keragel Kolodim, which means what's common, since it belongs to everybody, just like we had before. By Eid, if it's Hefker, or by Eid, we say Hefker, we say it's Keragel Kolodim, where everybody's able to walk together. And here, we're saying Keragel each person, whoever takes it, Magna Mali. Oh, wow. Yeah. So it must be Keragel Mali. Eid is like, Eid, I give an ear is because they're all Shutfim. It's not Hefker.
Exactly.
They're all Shutfim. Here it's Hefker. But we would have thought that sort of it's Hefker, but the poil came in a shmashes. Whose was it? Nobody's. So the Cheda, you should only be able to walk where everybody can walk together. Kamashalan, that's the Breda that we say, Lemafrei, was yours from the beginning. Gemara. Rabbi Leron Nachman, tonight we learn, Boisha Yochi, Keragle Yochi. We learned in one place, just in the Mishnah here. That the Boisha Yochi belongs like the Yochi. But I mean, that's a question. It says, Nohores HaMoshchi, rivers that flow, Mayonis HaNoivin, or springs that flow, even though on the beginning of Shabbos the water was like belonged to this person, and it got like a lot of them, follows everybody, because the water constantly moves. It always moves. So how come boy you shall yachid we say keragel yachid? It's more simple. We say boy, we don't mean a spring. We mean actually it's a boy which is a reservoir, a dam, and the water there is fixed, and it's not flowing anywhere. So there's a balabas. Exactly.
Rainwater.
It's all gathered together. We say go to the male. Eat what we learned. What happens if you filled it up and you gave it to a friend? And here we have a machlekes. Rab Nachman says keragle mishenis maluloi. Rab Nachman says, let's say Reuven drew the water and gave it to Shimon. So who do we follow? Reuven's tchum or Shimon's tchum? Rab Nachman says keragle mishenis maluloi. That it's like, it's Shimon's. Since Shimon asked Reuven to bring him the water, Reuven's like a shliach of Shimon. I'm assuming shliach of Machlekes. And therefore, it's Shimon's chum that we follow. However, Rav Sheisha says, Keragle hamemale, is Reuven's thing. So why would Rashi and the Mishnah choose one opinion rather than another opinion? Anyway, the Maike Mifki, what's the Machlekes, is Ma'asav al-Cheder. Ma'asav al-Beder dev-Kedu, that Rav Sheisha holds that the boy is Hefka. So if the boy is Hefka, we had a ruling more about Metzia that says that Hamagbiya Metzia lechaved. If you lift a Metzia and you have your friend in mind, Loikana chaved. But that's what some say. Why Loikana? Because because we have a rule of toifus the machay mokshchal achein lekana. If you're hurting other people, you're not kainah. If I'm your shliach and I'm doing something for you, and I'm hurting other people, I'm grabbing the loan that he owes 10 people and I'm helping you out, it's not kainah. Over here also, since it's hefke and I'm picking up water for you, everyone else loses out. So therefore, like kana chaveda. That's what I'm saying. Not when you're hurting other people. Not when you're hurting other people.
You
can never say that. Of course you do. I have $100. See, Taka doesn't work. Zochin la'adam is, no, it doesn't work. Zochin la'adam only works, I have $100, but I own it. And I want to give it to you. So I just give it to say, do it, be zochin for him. But if I find something, ha'magbiyah metzila chavere, lo'ikana chavere. Because I just took it away from the whole world. Now nobody else can get it. There's a machlekes in Gemara. But that's halacha. So therefore, if it's hefker of sheishes hold, it's keragle hamimale, not keragle mishenis male loy. However, Marsavar and Rav Nachman holds beta the shutvahu that this boy of oil regel really it belongs to everybody. That bnei agoyle were made this takana that it should be water for everybody. Not that they made hefker belongs to nobody. They said it belongs to all Klal Yisrael. So everyone's a shutiv. Shutiv. One shutiv can have a mind. The other shutiv. You're not hurting anybody else because I have a chelik in it. So therefore, Miguel Zochinaf, she says, I could take the water for myself, Zochinaf the Chavre. And therefore, it's no longer Magbim, it's here. That's how we explain the Machlekes. Eishvi Rolanach, Rolanach, that's another question. It says, Harein, look, if a guy says to his friend, I want that I should be Osset to you, I don't want you to have any benefit from me. Hamud did Osset, the guy I'm referring to is Osset to have any benefit from me. If I say, Hare Ato Alai Chedim, I don't want to have any benefit from you. Hanoi did Osset, the one who made the vow, cannot have any benefit from the guy. If he says to him, Hareini, Alecha Va Ato Alai, we're both Osset each other, and the Shneim Asun is both Osset each other. But umutarim b'shal oile bavel, they're allowed to go ahead and use things that are meant for oile bavel. Why? Because it's not pshat we are shutfim. Had we been shutfim in the water, it would have been a problem. Because I asked you my chelik and you asked me your chelik. However, because it's hefker, so therefore we both could drink it. You have no right to ask me. I have no right to ask you. And the asudin, so what's a kasha? So we have it like one day. How's it, why is the kasha of Nachum? We'll see. But asudin bishal oisa, yeah, but the water that belongs to that city, the common cistern, the common aqueduct, they're also because they're all shutfin in it. So I ask them, my partner is your part. Then you already said, the elin vashal above, what's considered above? The harbai belongs to everybody. It's harbai is like hefkin, belongs to nobody, Halishches v'azores, everything by the base of Migdash, it belongs to nobody. Uboyr shel emtzaderech, the boyr midway, all along the way, it belongs to nobody. So you, therefore, even though we ask each other, we can both drink from it. The elehen shel oisei, what's considered that belongs to the Sabina city, harachayv the street, to beis haknesses the shul. A shul is a shutfus. That's why you're not allowed to sell a shul unless everybody in the city agrees. And if it's a big city, you can't sell it all because you need the people around the world to agree. Unless it's Zayin Tuvir, Ubeis HaKnesses, Ubeis HaMerchet, or a bathhouse. Now, if you can tell me, Beit HaShutvu, my mutter, if you're going to tell me that a boy should oyder gom, how did you just explain to me Rav Nachman's opinion that the boy should oyder golim is, what do you call it, is Shutvim, that's why Rav Nachman says you cannot pick up for the next guy, because it might be Mlekon HaVeidoi. So if it was Shutvim, then we should ask each other, but now then we learn how Shutvim, Shinodru, Hano, Zem, Ezef, two partners made a neder on each other, then Asudim, Lechon, and Lechotzi, now that I go into the courtyard that belongs to both of us, or Lilchais Beboyd, or to Beis Beboyd. So what's the difference between the drinking well and that? If we're Shutvim, then we should ask each other. And for the Gemara. Lilchais Hachinami. You're right, to Beid it is Asr. But Hachamaskin, we're talking about over here. Lemalois, that to fill up water. Since we all have chelik in it, there's so much water. When I'm taking water, whose water am I taking? Mine. And when you're taking water, who are you taking? Yours. And it's like what? And we say yesh breda all along. This is my share. I guess because of Beis Hamikdash, you can't say that because it doesn't. Beis Hamikdash, we say belongs to nobody. Had it been shutfin, would have been a problem. Yeah. Yeah. But there's so much water here. Okay. So, not much right. Should be more than right. Should mean you have a chelik in it. Okay. But your chelik is minuscule.
Yeah. What's the problem when you've got a well for two chatzeris next to each other? Because 50-50. So when I'm taking one, he says I'm taking this for Shabbos.
Oh, no. He's saying here that drinking is no problem. It's talking about taking a bath. A bath.
I understand. That's what they are.
Oh, because the Gemara says it that the water moves all over.
The Gemara says that. I don't know. Maybe a Shabbat more machmer, or remember we learned that by the Raisa we don't say Breda, and the Rabban you do say Breda. Good question. Yeah, I hear you say yeah. Yeah, good question.
It's like having one share in the Coca-Cola company. You can't say this is my chelik of the.
So Nachman holds that boy and shel oil regel were partners. A boy and shel were partners. And therefore, because we're partners, what do you call it? Sorry, Rav Nachman said that a boy shel oil regel is hefker. Sorry, Rav Nachman said a boy shel oil regel is partners, and because a boy shel oil regel is partners, therefore you could pick it up for me. Part you can pick it up for me. Why is it if it's partners, we could both drink even though us are not? Because it's wide enough. Because a breda, whatever I'm taking is my own. So the Gemara said, the only way you can explain Rav Nachman is if he believes in Breda. If I can prove to you Rav Nachman doesn't believe in Breda, then the whole thing doesn't make sense. Then how come, if it's Shutrim, how come we're allowed to both drink from the same well? What's the Maisa? Says the Gemara, the Sover Rav Nachman, does Rav Nachman hold Yesh Breda? But now we look in the Mishnah. Achin, the din is that when you go ahead and you do Machzat HaShekel, you want to change for other coins, you have to pay. When you do exchange, you have to pay a Kalban, a little bit extra, to cover just in case, you know, a little bit finer, if it was got cut off or shaved off, whatever it is, so you have to pay a little bit extra kalbin. If two partners together do a full shekel, they don't get out of the kalbin. Why should basically just lose out? But a father who does it on behalf of his two sons doesn't pay the extra kalbin because it's like one person. So when it comes to children, Yoshin, Kovman, they didn't divide the Yerusha and they pay Machta's shekel, they're paying from their state called Tfusas Abayis, their state. Then they only pay a shekel, no kalbin. But the moment they split it, they're no longer in a state. They're now lekuchas. They're like shutrin. And you know, even though they split and they put a pool back together, they're now considered shutrin. And shutrin, you got to pay the extra kalbah. Also, shutrin, if you own an animal, you putter from maisa. So shutrin is a chumra when it comes to maisa shekel. You got to pay the kalbah. But it's a kula when it comes to maisa behema that you don't pay maisa behema because you're partners. So therefore, the commission like this. Ha'ach and ha'shutvim, brothers who are partners, k'shechai v'yavim b'kalbim, if we treat them when it comes to the kalbim as partners, we say they split the Yerusha. And even though they pooled it together, they're working together, it's not only like partners, so therefore they got to pay the kalbim, then they put them mice, and then put them mice behemah, because they're partners. But if you're going to tell me k'chayav mice behemah, in a case where we still say it's considered a common asset, because they haven't yet divided the Yerusha, so therefore it becomes a mice behemah. They're not partners. It's like one father. They're just standing in his place. So therefore, the chayi ma'aseh behemah. So then, the potter from a kalbin, to him a kalbin. That's what the Mishnah says. Rabbanan came along, made a comment. Lo yishanu. When do we say that is considered that they're divided? What's considered dividing? Only shecholku gedim geneged tloim with tloim and gedim. We made a cheshbon. The gedim are worth so much. The tloim worth so much. You take 10 gedim, I'll take 6 tloim. So therefore, we actually worked it out like partners work out, a division of assets, a split of assets. That's called a dividing. So the taka would now shutrim. Say, look, you take 10 sheep, I'll take 10, you take 5, I'll take 5. So we didn't even sit down and work out a cheshbon. So we're only working out a practical way where we can still be brothers, still be a common asset, but practically you'll take, you know, let's just split it down the line. That's not called partnership dividing. And therefore, even though it's divided, it's still considered as if what? As if they are a Yerushim, still called a common asset. So we'll say what? It's Yerusha. We'll say that it's still a Yerusha. And what I got was Breda, what I got was is always mine, and you got is always yours. And if it's Yerusha, it's not Shutvin. But Rav Nachman says, I don't believe in Breda. And therefore, I feel a Gideim, Chogneg Din, Loyneg Loyim. Even if you divide it, as long as you divided it, it's Shutvin. We don't say it's Yoshin all along was mine, it's like Shutvin. So what does he mean clearly? Rav Nachman hold the Breda. No, if he doesn't hold the Breda, you told me that the common well from the Oile Regal is considered a well of Shutvin, and it's considered a well of Shutvin. That's why you can pick up, take water and have a mind of the guy. So how come people who ask and not to each other, how come they're allowed to drink as well? Lochayr with Shutvin. Ain't I mean that Chelke Megim Meshav Shenakach. Elin was right. Kuli Alma Beda of Kedu. Let's get back. Everyone holds Hefke. And that's why if you make an edit to each other, we're allowed to drink from the water because it's not ours, it's Hefker. No, if it's Hefker, we understand that Avshesh is, why Avshesh says that you cannot have a mind the other person because Hefker, Hamakbil, Tzil, Chaveda, Loikon, Chaveda, you're harming the other person if it doesn't work. But Rav Nachman, who says that you could pick up, Lemishan is Smalullah, you can pick up and have a mind the other person. Why, Lechayda, you're hurting everyone else? The
that arguing this very principle. Do we say that you can lift something for your friend, or do we say you can't lift something for your friend? Because we had a machlekes of Teich B'chay Mokhlekon or not. A machlekes of Rabbi Yechon is Lakish. So therefore, that goof is a machlekes. According to Nachman, you could pick up a metziah for your friend, even though you're harming other people. So therefore, you can be over here also. Mashenke, Rab Sheish is a hold of Mitzvah, Lloyd Kodachvayet, I hold over here, you can't. That's Posh B'chayim Mokhlekon. Let's see Rashi on this piece of it. Rashi, second wide line. So the way I limp shot is the way some are showing limp shot. The problem with the way we limp shot is that this flies in the face of Rav Nachman's opinion in Gemara Bamatzia, where there he says, and the way you learn here is, it's a stir of Nachman Nachman. So therefore, Rashi says, be very careful with the gears in the Gemara. Don't be good, it's Magbiya Matzia Kana Chavede. That's the argument whether the other guy is kind or not. Because Rav Nachman can't hold that the other guy is kind of Bazei. Why not? The God is master of a kodach vedim can't cash him nachem nachem still nachem. Why the boiler for sure? How do we learn over nachem hold that you can be kinder for your friend? So in other words, kodach veder. The nachem of a kodach veder. The karma because he paskins kedagli me shenis maloy for the guy that you're giving it to. Uvishnayim oizin amin. Rav Oizin say Rav Nachman ve Rav Chizda damit tevayu. Rav Nachman himself holds hamagbiya metzich veder loy kodach veder. So how does the shtim dagmar here? So Rashi is unbelievable. Daikin the Gemara. Elohochi God is Hashem in the Gemara. Where our guess is, which is the Magbia Metzila Chavede Kamiflugi. They're arguing Magbia Chavede. They're arguing whether you're kainer, not whether the other guy is kainer, whether the first guy is kainer. I am. Everyone holds that if I'm picking up for you, you're not kainer. This is Rashi Limpshot, brilliant shot. If I pick up for you, everyone holds you're not kainer because you're hurting everybody else in the world. Right? The other guy definitely is not kainer. So if that other guy is not kainer, am I at least kainer? But I picked it up for you. Am I at least kainer? I had no kavanah really to be kainer for myself. I had kavanah to be kainer for you. So Rav Sheja says you had kavanah to be kainer for somebody else, and it didn't work. So I'm kainer myself. It's mine. However, Rav Nachman says that if I had a mind that you should be kainer, and the fact is that you weren't kainer. And then I have it. And then I gave it to you. It becomes yours now. Because I was never coined it. And when I gave it to you, it became yours. So therefore, when did it become yours? When I gave it to you physically. True, that's called mine. It's by me. You're not coined it. So I can always change my mind. But once I gave it to you, you're coined it. But when? If I wasn't coined it. If I was coined it first, then it's my tchum. I fixed the tchum. According to Rav Sheish, since I had you in mind, and you weren't coined it, so who is coined it? I'm coined it. And because I am kainit, whose tchum is fixed on mine. So if I gave it to you afterwards, whose tchum does the water have to follow? Mine. Mashenkin, according to Rav Nachman, since I did not have myself in mind, I wasn't kainit either. You're not kainit. I wasn't kainit. Nobody's kainit. Still hefker. Then when I gave it to you, it's as if you drew the water, you got the hefker water, so the tchum is yours. Oh yeah, only the hefker. Yeah, Rashi. The guy who originally picked it up is not kainer. Why not? Because he never had himself in mind to be kainer, and he had you in mind, but you weren't kainer because chav lachedim. So whose is it still? Hefkin. So when I gave it to you in your hand, as if you were the first one who's kind it, so who fixes the tchum? Guy number two, the receiver. The lava daite lemikne, I had no intention to be kind myself. Elo mishin is malu loikon, for him. The mishichet kishkin, when he took it. Kishabo lishusse, vidaite likne, the chiyama, he said loikon, wait, he calls manchi hu biyada magbi, I mean, we say, the yocholimet, ani eskibolats, I'm kind myself. Abba mission nasanlay, but once you gave it to the other guy, kinda, then that guy's kinda. Why? The Tanan Hasan will look clearly in the Mishnah there that the Eam Mission Nasanlay Amal Khizah, after I gave it to you, I changed my mind, I want it back for Faum. Lama Klum, you can't be an Indian giver. Once he gave it. However, Rav Sheish holds Hamagbi at Khila Umiyada Kiblam. He says, no, Kana Magbi Rav Sheish says, I want to be kinda, I'm kinda first, and then when you so therefore who fixes the chum, the first guy? When you received it afterwards, I fixed the chum. Now, what's the svar of machleikis? The svar of machleikis is like this. When I am kainer, this is how the tzus learns. When I am kainer for you, how are you kainer? Forget about chav lachein. When I'm zoichiv somebody, I have $100, I'm going to give it to you. How are you kind? There's two ways of learning pshat. Is the pshat is okay? It doesn't work by zochel if it's very mine. But hefker, something is hefker, and if you hold it up kana chavede, how does it work? There's two ways of learning pshat. One is I picked it up for you. I'm not involved in it.
From the moment I picked it up,
I don't exist. I'm not an independent person. I'm an extension of you. When I picked it up, it went straight to you. That's one way of learning pshat. The other way of learning pshat is no, I'm kind it, and after I'm kind it goes to you because I'm kind it for you. That's the machlekes. So this is the machlekes here. Rav Sheshes learned pshat that I'm kainit for you. But since I'm magbi, Rav Sheshes holds the magbi is like kana chavede, so he doesn't get it. So it stops after I was kainit. So it's mine. So I fix it chum. But Rav Nachman holds no. When you pick it up somebody else, it bypasses me. I'm non-existent. It goes the chatchila to him. But since he wasn't kainit, so whose is now nobody's? Therefore, when I gave it to him, he's the first point of kinyan.
So
I would imagine a shomer chinam is different than the kind of shomer you are, but if it's a shomer chinam, I guess you can't fix it.
Is it me? Is it he? When I'm a
shomer, according to Rav Sheshes of Nachman, Rav Nachman says it's mishin esmaluloi. It's totally not mine, and he's right there, standing right here in front of me. So if he's right in front of me, I'm not a shomer either. There's nothing here. He's there. I'm not shomer at all.
The woman that he throws a get to her chotzer or gives it to her shliach. As soon as it comes into the hand of the shliach, or lands in the
she's free. That's different.
That's not different.
It's a shliach.
It's not a kinyan.
That is chus at all. It's a chavloi.
No, I'm saying, is it a kinyan that she acquires the?
Yeah, as soon as he gave it to the hand of the shliach or the chotzer, she's very free. If a fire burnt it afterwards, she's free.
Ask the question: what if a guy asks somebody else, "Go and get me the water on Shabbos"? He says to him, "Go and get it from him." The guy picks up from Hefker.
Yeah, for sure.
There's no mitzvah there.
In other words, he's the ultimate recipient.